Yisimishin Samach Vav. We're holding in Sif Yud. Mr. Burris have cut in Samach Vav. So going in the second opinion over here in the Shulchan Aruch, that you cannot use, limits the person's right to use other individuals more than the first Shita, and says in a case he can't not use his wife who he's supporting, or they've made an arrangement that she's keeping her Maisi Adayim as in place of her support, even if she has another bias on the Chotzer. Yeah, affiliation of bias, some above. He still cannot use her. But Solomer, the husband gives her food, she takes it home to this other building and eats it there. So the Rashi, the Chara, now is an independent entity in the Chatzar, and she has a need to be part of the Chatzar. And we could argue, therefore, we could have thought to argue that since there's a Migu, since she gets a portion in the Zerev for herself, because of the house that she has, therefore she now can acquire it for other people also. Kamash Malandullah. So therefore the Shulchan Aruch points out that that's not so. Vatam. The reason why that is not so.
What?
The Be'emes La'atma ain't Sricha Erev Klal. Because the law is, even though she's sitting in a different house, since she's receiving her mezonos from her husband, and he gives her the food, so therefore she's considered part together with him in regards to the issue of Erev, which she does not need her own Erev. But like amigos, you can't say since she's being zechah for herself, she's zechah for somebody else, she's not really being zechah for herself. She doesn't really need to be zechah for herself. Then we said, however, you could be, according to this opinion, you could be zechah through a child who is not being supported by the father. I feel who caught it. Kim linyan mitzia samozayin. Kim linyan mitzia yesh lo yad lizkos la'atzmoyim. Since when he's not being supported by the father, he has his own status and he keeps his own mitzvahs, so who then he can be zeicher this heir for somebody else. A daughter, which is Bagra, Venus Mucha. Whether she's an Ara, not. Mr. Bursamaches, Shabagra Venus Mucha. Let's learn the document, only in this situation. According to the first opinion, while she's a Bagaris, even though the father's supporting her, she's independent and she can be Zaycha. This opinion is saying that even if she's a Bagaris, it's only if she's not being supported. The same thing with the wife. According to the first opinion, he could use the wife. According to the second opinion, he can't. She's being supported by the husband. We said the chachila, you're macher for both. But the Ramos said that in the case of Bidi Yevad, you're samech on Dibri Mekel Be'erev. It's a learmer. Bein Katan, Bein Samech O Shulchanai. Oy Godol, Afsha Samech. So according to both opinions, you have, according to the first opinion, a katan, which is not, according to the first opinion, a gadol which is samuch is acceptable. According to the second opinion, a katan which is not samuch is acceptable. So I'll take both kulas. Even though he's supporting her, according to the first opinion, that's good enough. A child who's being supported by the father, a son who's being supported by the father, who's married, and that's, once he's married already, even though the father's supporting him, giving him food, he becomes independent, and he's not doing al das aviv, and therefore, he can be zaycha, he can, even according to the second opinion, that a gadol which is samuch is not acceptable. Over here, a gadol which is samuch, once he's married, is acceptable. You do not need to inform the members of the Chatzar that he's doing it for them. Because you're allowed to be Zeichus for something, an item for somebody, even though he's not present. So what apart one thing, this halacha k'dibur mekel be'eruv is a halacha in specifically eruv v'chatzeris, not in the walls. What we colloquially call an eruv, there's nothing halacha k'dibur mekel be'eruv. But the halacha k'dibur mekel be'eruv means the halacha of eruv v'chatzeris, so then the halacha is that remekel. That's based on a Gemara. Gemara says halacha k'dibur mekel be'eruv. And the Rishon over there point out it's referring to not to the mechitzas, but to the Arab specifically. Mm-hmm. Okay, Yud Aleph. V'nechabur shayim asubin lechol. Sorry?
Meaning Arab chetzeris?
Arab chetzeris, yeah. Not the mechitzas that you put, make around the... Halacha refers to the term of the making, the correct halacha term for what we refer to the Arab, like the Arab wires, is really called a mechitza. There's a chabura sitting eating, and Shabbos, they were eating Erev Shabbos, and Shabbos came. So the situation was doing that. So the loch is that situation. They're paras mapa. They put a cover over the bread, and they say Kiddush, and they continue the surah. Says, but once they're ready, part of the meal together, the bread and the table is there for all of them to use. So that will act as the Erev HaChatzeris. Because if everybody is who needs to be in the group is in the group, is there. A pasuk l'shulchan tzeibchan olam mishum erev. The pasuk on the table can count as the erev. It's only going to work if the place that they're eating is a place, what could be a place you're allowed to put an Erev in. If it's going to be the eating in the chutzar, or equivalent of the chutzar, where halachically it's not a mokum dira, so you can't count that bread, it doesn't help you because you count the bread, but it's in the wrong place. It's in a chutzar. It has to be in a bayis, which is a roi for dira. Or a chutzar loy. Who are the name Yeshem pas b'shutzmas b'echem in abatim? If this chabura, the members of this chutzar are all part of one chabura, and they bought some bread b'shutzmas, not with intention for an Erev HaChatzeris. They bought a b'shutvis. They buy all of their things together. So, the Maisa, but once they put it, once that is so, and it's in one of the houses, a house which is Roy, so you can use that, if necessary, for the Erev HaChatzeris. Okay, Mishabura, Ayin Beis. B'nei Chabura. Ashminan b'zeh shnei devor. So, this piece of Shulchan Aruch is teaching us two things. Al v'gav shloh al echot. You do not put it there originally for the purpose of Eruv. It works. Number one. Number two, the gap. The bread did not set out belonging to everybody. Came out Shabalabayas Levad. The case was that one person invited everybody to come join him to eat. So he owned the bread. Shazim and Lisa Mishalai, he invited them to come join the meal from his bread. Well, Hidnalan is Oisapas Beferish. He then explicitly, when they walk in, he says, okay, Rabbi Sai, you're in cut of the bread. Now the bread belongs to everybody here. I mean, my magnet to you. There's no Maisa Haknoah that he did, active Maisa Haknoah, where he was actively specifying he's being magnet to them. Philoch, Hakim, Shazim and Lechel Imoy, since they were invited to eat by him. They can eat the bread as at will, as much as they wish. They get some type of an ownership for the purpose of Erev. That's enough of an ownership that for the purpose of Erev that they can say that they have a right to the bread, and they have a schus in it, and therefore they're all joining together in the same loaf of bread.
Presumably, the quantity has to be sufficient.
Correct. Okay, as long as that bread is there through the Ben Hashemosh's period of time, enough bread for all of them. You can rely on that as the Erev. There's a famous halachic shiloh. It's a Gemara in Kedushin. Invite somebody to eat by me and give him food. He takes the portion of food that I give him and he's Makadash Anisha. Since you gave me food to eat, it's my food.
Mm.
Right? No? Right? The flip side of it is there's a Gemara Pesachim, the Gemara Pesachim seems to say that, but the Yishalmi says that it has to be your matzah. It has to be your matzah schem. Mm. So I invite my guests to the Seder, the matzah of the Lel Seder. To be Yotzim, it's a matzah, it has to be your matzah. So I invite guests to the Seder. So I give them the matzah, we assume the I have that to be matzah, and the matzah to them, because otherwise I'm not going to be Yotzim the mitzvah. So is that assumption in general, that whenever I invite guests, I'm giving them the food, it's theirs. So they do well. I don't want to eat it, I want to give it to the guy outside. Or no, it's my food and I'm inviting you to you. It's my food that I'm allowing you to eat. I never had das to be mak. There's almost something I had das to be mak to the food to you. So,
Or in the case of matzah, it's yours only for the sake of for your fulfilling the mitzvah. No das for you to be zocha in it for some other purpose.
Well, that's the shiloh b'chlal. It could be. There's not even das for that. Can we assume that there's das for that? That there's an immediate. Can we assume that I have das in makta? The only story they take is since I clearly want you to be yotze the mastam, I have das for that. But we're not for that. In other words, is there a regular assumption whenever I invite you that I mean to be makta the food to you? And that seems to be mechoyus. Mm-hmm. So, Mishabur does not seem to go there with this. He doesn't say, well, we assume he may have das in makta to them. Mm-hmm. I mean, it could be the bread wasn't even on. Wasn't. That's a portion in front of you. The platter, the food on the platter, obviously is not, I had no das de makta to you.
Mm.
Here the bread is in the middle of the table, it's a loaf of bread or whatever it is in the middle of the table. So everybody can take it as much as they want. When you take it to your plate, it's yours, but it doesn't help us. We need that everybody should get it, own it together and the bread in the middle of the table. So how's that going to work? So that works because since I'm allowing everybody to take, I'm giving everybody the usage of it, that's equivalent of ownership for the purpose of everybody chatzeris. Everybody has the right to use the bread. So that's enough for this purpose, even though they actually own it.
Mm.
That's the chiddush over here. That's a bit chiddush. As he says, that there's two chiddushim over here.
Yeah, and what's the concept of being mezakeh people if?
Well, normally, I don't really have the food with them, but I mean, theoretically, according to this, if I would say explicitly, I'm not being mezakeh to them, but I'm saying everybody has a right to come take it, it should be sufficient. It could be because I didn't want to go there, but in a case where it's clearly true, they're in the middle of a meal,
mm-hmm.
You know, I say, I'm probably going to take it, but I'm not making it yours. You know, okay, I can change my mind tomorrow, you know. But in the middle of a meal, it's clearly I'm there. A pasha l'shulchan, the bread's on the table. Her b'yin and she'yed oz adayin etzlam pas echad shalom. L'cher yishnir, bread should be shalom. L'chanav l'sivvav. Because now you're making your Erev Shabbos, the chetchil, it has to be sholem. Oyev shekimen d'lehevio pitom. The case where you need sholem is because each person is bringing their own bread. Just excuse me, it's not right, because you bring a sholem, and you bring a prusa, there's going to be some type of chance for discord. But over here, Balabai is zimlan lisa mishalai. He's inviting everybody to use his bread. And if one person gives everybody the bread, it's okay if it's a prusa. This is not exactly the case of Siv Zion. Over there, it's Mazaka. Everybody owns it together. Over here, they don't really own it. So maybe it should not be. It's not exactly the same as over there. Tzarchin. If they're eating outside in the Chatzar, it's not going to work because it has to be a Rubik Chatzar is in a Mokum Dira. The Chatzar La Bar Dira, like we said before. Okay, but who didn't? The same halacha would apply, that would work, if we had, everybody actually owned b'shutfis, some bread in house X. Now, Mr. Brewer, the truth is that the order of the thought process is a little backwards. First, I should tell you, when you actually own it, we all own it together in house X. See, even though we didn't do the same, remember, there's two chedushim in the Shulchan Aruch. A, I don't need das for an Erev purpose. And B, if you don't really own it. So this case only has one chedush. Everybody owns it. They own a peshutfis. That was the case. So what's the chedush? But you didn't put it there for Erev purposes. So first I should tell you like this. First of all, even if you didn't put it there for Erev purposes, it works. And not only that, even if you don't even own it, it works. But don't tell me, if it's not for air purposes and you don't own it, it works. And also, when you do own it, it works. Of course. So the Mishabura didn't zu zuvein tzarach lemezu. It's pretty obvious. Once you said the first one, you don't need the second one. So it comes along the Tosefta Shabbos Kosef. So the Sefer Tosefta Shabbos suggests that the Chumash Malon, someone alone, the Ches to Shukayim, Avish Ein Yodin Ba'atzmon, should be Gleinu Lai Ches Kosei. There is one element of the Chiddush of the second case over the first case. The first case, the bread's on the table. So we know it's there. The second case, it's not in front of us. The bread's in the house, it's been stored away. Maybe it's not there anymore. I don't see it in front of me. Normally, making Eruv HaChazeres, you have the bread there, and you're making Eruv HaChazeres. Over here, I'm making it based on the... I'm just saying that the bread in the house that we put there 2 days ago should be for the Eruv. Hey, maybe the bread's not there anymore. Maybe the Achbara made it. Chazaka said it's still there. That's the Chiddush of the Zev. Of the... Actually, actually, the room off. Okay. So somehow I'm Bisham Erev. I involve. In a case where what you're making was not a Ruvei Chatzeres, but a Shutufei Mavuos, so Shituf can be placed in a Chatz. It doesn't need a bias. So that even in the case where you'd be eating outside, would also work for that purpose.
When do they make the bracha?
We're going to get to that.
In this case specifically?
No, we get to the general. But this case, partially the case where they didn't really, could be they didn't make a bracha. They say, but yeah, but you could be samech on that. You could be samech on that. Or we'll see, maybe you can make a bracha and you can say, when you say the formula, b'hadene ruva, you make a bracha and say b'hadene ruva, because that's when you're making the eruv.
But the bracha, I would imagine, would have to be before Ben Ashmash's time.
Correct. Right. So the case had to be that they decided to do this, rely on that bread before Shabbos. No, rephrase that. For the purpose of being a valid ruva chetzeris, you don't have to have the dinner before Shabbos. You want to make a bracha on it, it would have to be that you decided to do it before Shabbos. Yud Beis. Apichopis shall cotton yochel arav ba'atwe. So the Apichopis has a right, so the Ketanim live in this chotzer, and they are one of the members of the chotzer, so they have to give in, but they can't really give in, so you're asking the Apichopis to go give in for them. So normally Apichopis' right to give things is because the child is getting, he's investing, making money, etc. But here, what he's giving in is just giving. Well, that's a valid need of the valid need that they should remember the chotzer, not impact everybody negatively. Therefore, he can give for them also. Ein zayin. Yochel arav batay. Afilu mishal katan. Shlamidayte. You're giving the foodstuff of the katan, the money of the katan. Shlamidayte without the katan's awareness or agreement necessarily. We'll see later on, in the next simon, that specifically over here, by Eruv HaChatzeres, if I'm there in the household, I'm a member of the household, I have a right to take and contribute from the household even without the explicit knowledge and permission of the Balabais. So that the Apishopis is not any worse than that. And that's the next simon, Shin Samazayin, how that works. Okay. Yud Gimel is a fascinating statement. Mitzah lachas are acharei Eruv HaChatzeres. It's a mitzah to create an Eruv HaChatzeres. Mishnah Berurah. Ayin Ches. Acharei Eruv HaChatzeres. Kadesh lo yavoy l'talta b'yisur. In order there shouldn't be Yisurim involved, people shouldn't do something wrong, there's a mitzah, therefore, to make sure that you generate an Eruv HaChatzeres. Chassam Sofer extrapolates and says, therefore, the Chachar Huah Din, it should be a mitzvah to create a mechitza around the city. People shouldn't come to carry b'isser. So there's a mitzvah to create an Erev around the city. That's what Chassam Sofer assumes.
Others say clearly say not like that. Because there's some communities that Dafka don't want it.
I guess it's never neutral. You see the mitzvah and a very, depending on how you look at it. But it's everything. Not a neutral thing.
Jews are never neutral. So Rav Menashe Klein, Zichu Lebracha, when he wrote his series of tshuvas to Rav Moshe, about a series of tshuvas on the permissibility of making an eruv around Brooklyn, which Moshe held was halachically was not valid. You could not make an eruv around Brooklyn. Moshe Klein held that you could. So he wrote this long series of tshuvas about the topic. I mentioned it before. So, as I mentioned to you, the first about 15 pages, the tshuva, it's a series of tshuvas, all on the same topic. The first was him writing why he feels that even though Moshe is the God of the door, and who is he compared to Moshe, a person has a right to that situation to write an opinion opposite, other than what the God says. So he was asking Rishus, giving himself Rishus as it were to argue with the Rishus. That was the first 15 pages, giving his Rishus. Then the next section was...
Rabbi Shikala would have given Rishus in 2 seconds.
Yeah. But that, you know...
In one line.
You know, Rishus, yeah, you know, who am I? Right. But Menashe Klein didn't want to take that one. Then the next thing which he did was he wrote a whole section on this idea that it's a mitzvah to make an heir of a pasim. You know, this halacha, some sefer and all those tshuvas.
But the question is, I mean, it's maybe a mitzvah to make an eruv, but is it a chiyuv to make an eruv around the whole Brooklyn? I mean, you can make it in your neighborhood. That's also it's an eruv, no?
Well, the point is not something you've been going to. The point is that if the goal is shalei yirad l'tatal b'yisr, so as much as you can do shalei yirad l'tatal b'yisr, you should do. That's how he understood. Uh-huh.
Moshe wasn't apparently. I mean, it was just the question whether you can use the natural.
No, Moshe had the tshuva had different elements in it. Moshe held the way he calculated the issue of Rishus Rabin.
Oh.
All the streets in Brooklyn are considered Rishus Rabin. So it was impossible to make an error around it.
Yeah.
Because the streets go for a long distance and they go into a whole bunch of neighborhoods. So when you add them all up, it adds up to over 600,000.
Russia holds you don't need 600,000 people traversing that road. You need if you take an area which is the equivalent of the size of the Machna Yisrael in the Midwar, which is three parsa by three parsa, 12 mil by 12 mil, which is approximately 9.1 miles by 9.1 miles. You make a square that big. You plunk it down on the map. If there's 600,000 people in that area, whether they're walking on the roads or not, but there's 600,000 people in that area, every street which is wide enough is automatically just surrounding with like every corner. Because there's 600,000 people who use these roads, not any road.
Mm-hmm.
So as long as the road is 16 miles wide, so most, I mean, you know, all you need is, remember, all you need is one that you can't make an error.
Yeah.
So Ocean Parkway is 16 miles wide, right? I mean, Avenue J is 16 amas wide, you know. Remember, 16 amas count. You count 16 amas. You count sidewalk.
Tons of streets of
right, you know, Coney Island. You know, it goes from sidewalk from the storefront to storefront because the sidewalk is part of the Shizur Abmosa. It's a sidewalk. All of the lanes of traffic on the sidewalk on the side.
Tons of streets are.
So tons of streets are 16 amas wide. So now. And there's 600,000 people, more than 600,000 people who live in the square area of the Kings County.
Mm.
You know, Kings County census is more than 600,000 people.
Yeah.
And I think the size is pretty much you know, work out the size. So Marshall, it's an irrelevant discussion to make an error around Brooklyn.
So Manhattan should be the same.
Yeah. Manhattan is the same problem also.
I thought he was okay with Manhattan.
Except for the issue of the bridges and the...
So Russia held... So now what you... Russia did hold if you have an area which is set off. Interesting, Russia, the children held Seagate because it was gated, the community was set off, etc. You mm-hmm. could make an Arab in it.
Mm-hmm.
And in Russia, the children, he talks about making an Arab in Kew Garden Hills. Which I guess at that point in time when Russia was on the Chuva, that area was more sparsely populated to the point that whether he didn't feel they had that problem.
Mm. It's 600,000 Jews.
600,000 people.
Mm.
So the makor for this is you know the, if you look at the Beragarla that's a mitzvah to make an eruv v'chatzeris, it's a tour. Basically, more an eruv and samaches. The more an eruv and samaches, the more it's over that Abaya. Asked one of the earlier, I remember who, Rabbi Yosef, I think maybe he asked Rabbi Yosef, Like, how's it possible there's two Tamei Chacham who live in this chutz over here and they haven't made it a Ruach HaTzeiros? So he answered, well, they're very busy learning, they didn't have a chance to do it. But you see from his kasha, like that's would be assumed that they would do such a thing. But why? Maybe they didn't want to make a Ruach HaTzeiros. So the Torah says, apparently, it's the right thing to do to make a Ruach HaTzeiros. They had an answer, they were, I said, they were learning their part, you know, whatever. But we're not for that. The right thing to do was make a Ruach HaTzeiros.
So the reason that you have to make an Aruba Chatzeris is that you should say you shouldn't come to carry. Does that force you to, if you make the Aruba Chatzeris, do you have to carry in it?
No, we're afraid a person might carry.
So I'm saying you could say, I'm making the Aruba Chatzeris, but I don't like to carry in an Arab and I don't want to carry there. But I'm making it because it's the right thing to do.
Yeah, I mean, the point being if somebody carries it, you make one, which is valid.
Of course, I'm talking about something.
But I want to be machmer personally.
But I'm saying I don't want to carry there.
That's fine.
It's like when Moshe had the one called Stam, but I probably would imagine that he drank Kol Yisrael.
Right, he writes it as a Ben Torah Shem Machmer.
All right. So I'm saying maybe.
Saying, we have the funny scenario. I remember in Tells, I was the Arab checker and I was a buffer for a few years. My son is Yarshan, my job, he does it too. But, you know, there's certain, as I learned more, I said, you know, there's certain shittas that's not good. So I said, I want to be machmer. Mm-hmm. So somebody asked me, you know, you check the Arab, do you care the Arab? I said, no, I don't care the Arab. It's a shkayach. I have the Arab checker, it doesn't hold the Arab. Yeah. And I said, no, the Arab is a valid Arab. I personally have my own chumras, Okay. Yudalit. Mevorach al mitzvahs eruv. We make a bracha. The bracha is al mitzvahs eruv. That's the correct language of the bracha. Okay. And the when to make the bracha is the next sif. Tezayin. Tezvav is emosai mevorach. When exactly do you make this bracha? Because that's a little bit challenging to figure out when you're supposed to make this bracha. Let's see Mishabura 9 test. Al mitzvahs eruv. A filu adam acher shenodor ba'isa ha'ir b'roitzel lish b'sham b'shabbos. A person who's not part of he's not a regular member of the city, and he's moving in for Shabbos, and he wants to make the bracha. Yachol work bracha zu. The hal ilo lo ervu ha'yagam hu asa l'taltzel. You can't gam hu shayach le'ha'eriv. You don't have to live there to be the one who's able to have a right to make the bracha.
Even though your being there as a visitor is no impact, you don't have to be a mishtatef, is that the idea?
Correct. Now, v'ayin ma'ashiksab l'oy b'zeh b'bir alocha. The bir alocha raises the following point. So let's say the following situation. There's, if there is an Erev which is there already, but there's a mitzvah to make an Erev, so I want to go tomorrow afternoon for Erev Shabbos. I want to say, you know what, let's make an Erev, but there's an Erev already, but there's a mitzvah to make an Erev. So what happens then? So the Bir Halacha, he says that that situation So in a case where the whole tzibur already has one, and they make it once a year for the whole year, like Erev Pesach, and now one person wants to make his own Erev, he wants to say, you know what, every Erev Shabbos I'm going to make my own. Which, the Sama Chayim hold that it's proper to do it every Erev Shabbos as opposed to once the whole year. He should not make a bracha. Because it's ready. There's an Erev there. Number one, even though he had das sort of not to be part of it, he's making his own, and he should, in that situation, make sure that everybody else should be kainet. The miyirtz be'emes lachol gatzimam in a year, you know, he might do that. He's going to answer himself on the whole city now. So this situation, I think I mentioned to you, I pointed out to the people a case with them when the Erev went down. Or let's say I want to be machmer. I know I personally want to be machmer, and I don't want to rely on the city Erev. But I like to make an Erev amongst my few neighbors in a situation where the chumras don't apply. So we said, theoretically, I can make a mechitza around the area. We said a mechitza only works if you have an aruvah chatzeres in it, that I can get to the food. But the food is somewhere else. The food is in the shul, and I can't get to the shul. My aruvah chatzeres doesn't work. So I want to make a mechitza around my little cul-de-sac, my five neighbors. So we said, no problem, we'll make it a mechitza. We'll make our own aruvah chatzeres. Okay, you've just been moved out to the whole city's area, because now there are two units in the city. There's your cul-de-sac and your five people. There's the rest of the city. Now there are two groups. There's two groups nobody can carry anywhere. So it's the Bir Aloha says over here, if you're going to make your own entity, you're going to answer everybody else, plus yourself. So you have to do it. But tonight, if the city area is valid, and it's really a valid, you know, the halacha is like that, so that's the real Ruvich Hatzeres, and I'm not doing anything at all. If that's not valid, I'm making my own thing, but then, you know, so I am affecting them, they can't carry, that's their problem. They can't carry anyway, you know. So I have to make them tonight, and obviously you can't make a Merocha then.
Right.
Because, you know, you're not really making, you're not body making an error. You're not making a body making an error, so you can't make a Merocha. Let's just finish off the end of the Sif Katan. The person is making both. It's Erev, a case where it's Erev Yom Tov going into Shabbos, and he's making a Ruvi Tavshilin and an Erev Chateris was on Echad, which you can do. You make one bracha, Al Mitzvah Erev for both of them. Taino Al Mitzvah Erevin. You make a bracha, Al Mitzvah Erevin, plural. Then you say the language of Adena Ruva, which you use for Ruvi Tavshilin. And you say that then we use for Ruvi Chatzeres. So you'll say both things, one after the other. Chayadam Klal Kuf Beis Kosav Sheyarmer, the bracha you should say is Al Mitzvah a Ruvi Tavshilin by Ruvi Chatzeres. Varmer Bhadein Yehi Sharalon Lafuye Bechulo Letaltim Bivai Sechat. So he says you should say one long nusach, not Bhadein a Ruva. Is mutter to cook and to bake and to light, etc. for Shabbos, for Yom Tov Shabbos. Behedeni Ruva, you said, don't start again. It's one long nusach, according to the Chayyot. Because you're saying, you're putting this one thing down for both. So you're saying, with this one thing I put down, I'm going to be matter preparing for Yom Tov Shabbos, and I'm going to be matter carrying from one place to the other. So you would say both things in one long nusach. It's interesting. Interesting.
So you pick up the one that's relevant when you're saying the thing?
Well, no, you're doing one bread, loaf of bread for both.
Oh, cool. You're doing only one loaf of bread for both? Oh, I thought
we
were just talking about how many
brothers
to say. I didn't realize
it. It shouldn't be like that. I think that's what you passed. You can do one for both.
Now, an Erev Tavshilin, let's say I made an Erev Tavshilin, right? And I ate it before Shabbos. Am I still allowed to cook?
No. But yes, as long as it's intact, you can cook.
As long as what?
It's intact, you can cook. But as soon as it's consumed, you can't cook anymore.
Ah! So, one minute, but you said an Erev Chatzeres I can eat. Really? You have to bein hashmashes.
Of Shabbos.
Shabbos.
Right. So, I'm putting it down before Yom Tov.
Oh, okay.
But I need it to be intact till Shabbos.
Oh, okay.
So, both of them, I mean, the Ruvi Chatzeres Tavshilin, theoretically, I can prepare all my food, and then 5 o'clock in the afternoon, Erev Shabbos, on Yom Tov Erev Shabbos, okay, I finished all my preparations, I lit the Neres already, did everything I had to do, eat my Ruvi Chatzeres, I could. But you know, you wouldn't do that because maybe I might have need to do something else. I forgot.
If I did that, then I don't have a Ruach HaTzeres.
You wouldn't have a Ruach HaTzeres.
So that's. So how could you use the same?
So I'm not sure. You know, I
how could you use the same bread?
I mean,
it sounds messy.
You know,
I mean, you could really mess up. I mean, you know, if you used to normally.
But if that's all you had.
What?
If that's all you had.
You know, I want to check on that again. I'm clearly under the impression that it works. Mishabur does not say it explicitly that you can.
As long as the Erev Chatzeres is intact until the beginning of Shabbos, then it works for all of Shabbos.
The Ruvei Chatzeres through Ben Hashmoshes.
Yeah. Right. So you eat the Erev Tavshilin
Friday night by the meal. Just don't make early Shabbos. and you're a Kabbalah.
Yeah, theoretically, he said you could eat the Eretz if you finish cooking early. You could
normally
then eat it.
Normally, but in this situation, you wouldn't want to do that.
You wouldn't want to do that. I mean, in most cases, usually most people don't do that.